Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business for this evening will be the revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda at this time, Madam Secretary?
There are not, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. From any members? Okay. Hearing none?
Motion to approve the agendas as revised on June 25th, 2012.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills, with a second by Mr. Rickards, that we approve this evening's revised agenda as printed. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Next will be the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting on June the 4th.
We didn't approve the minutes of the last May meeting either. I don't think they were ready the last meeting, were they?
June 4th, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's June 4th. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, first. Okay. Right. Yep. So moved.
Okay. You have a second to that motion.
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve the minutes of our June the 4th meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Next, we'll have the approval of the finding of the facts, also of the June the 4th meeting.
Again, so moved.
Okay. Have a second to that motion.
Second.
Again, I have a motion by Mr. Mills, with a second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve the finding of the facts of our June the 4th meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board. The board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the board hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we request that you turn that off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. First case, please.
Number 10,996, Frank and Bonnie McCarthy, south of Route 54, northwest of Pine Road, being Lot 40 within Kennewick Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Good evening, members of the board. Mr. Chairman, very sensitive microphone this evening. My name is Susan Gardner. I'm an attorney for the law office of Susan Weidman. You may refer to me as Susan Weidman, even though legally my name has now changed. I'm here with my clients, the applicants, Bonnie McCarthy and Frank McCarthy. Bonnie will be giving the testimony this evening. As you can see from your file, a settlement took place in my office on October 15th, 2011. Per the bank's instructions, a survey was obtained of the property and revealed, as you can see, In your file, that there is a violation of the code which requires 10 feet from the side yard. And so the McCarthys are requesting, if you're looking at the survey as I speak, facing the house, it would be on the left side of the property. There is 1.5 feet that is needed in the back of that and 1.7 feet toward the front. And that's what she is requesting today. I do have some pictures. And Ms. McCarthy, if you could please state your name for the record.
Bonnie McCarthy.
And are you the owner of the property in question?
Yes.
And did you purchase it on or about October 15th, 2011?
Yes.
Excuse me. She needs to be sworn in first, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Come up here.
Yeah. Excuse me.
You raise your left hand.
I forgot.
You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And your name and place of residence, please.
Bonnie R. McCarthy. My residence here, my permanent residence.
Your residence, where you live.
37566 Pine Road, Selbyville.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. I know you're going to speak.
And did you purchase lot 40, 37566 Pine Road in Kennewick, in Selbyville, Delaware, on or about October 15, 2011?
Yes.
And were you made aware that there was a side yard violation, in fact, two violations from the survey that was obtained?
Yes.
And I'm going to be introducing these, so if you would, is this a picture? What is this a picture of?
That is the picture of the front of my house.
And where is the violation or violations?
It is to the left of the garage.
Would you like me to introduce these one at a time or together as a packet?
The living room down there to Miss
Isaac. Susan? Okay. I'm going to go through them then if you don't mind. I think it'd be easier, Susan, this way.
Okay.
And the second picture so that the board can see, what is this a picture of?
It is a picture of the property, my property line abutting my neighbor's property.
And the third picture?
Is the same. That's the second.
And what would you need to do to be able to bring your property into compliance and have 10 feet between you and between your property line and the exterior of the house?
Probably have to tear down the garage.
Okay. And would that be an undue burden on you?
I would say.
An expense?
Oh, yes.
And was this of your causing? Did you build this house?
No.
Did the county, to the best of your knowledge, issue a certificate of occupancy for the property?
I think so, yes.
As it stands?
Yes.
That's all we have at this time. I would lastly, at the suggestion of Ms. Isaacs and Mr. Abbott, request when this application, and it was another attorney in my office, and I apologize for the delay, but when the application was taken by Planning and Zoning, they did not realize that a certificate of occupancy had already been issued, and they collected the $400 filing fee. So I would just respectfully request that filing fee be refunded to the applicants, the McCarthys, because it should not have been collected to begin with.
Okay.
Are there any questions of either me or of my client?
Are there any questions from members of the board at this time, Mr. Rickards?
You said in 1983. It was issued in 1983.
If that's what their certificate of occupancy.
May 19th, 1983.
Okay.
Is showing.
And it's called a certificate of compliance. Is that correct? A certificate of occupancy is building code.
Oh, I thought the
CC.
Certificate of compliance.
Oh, certificate of compliance. I thought Shane had said
okay,
a CO.
Just for the record.
For the record.
Okay.
I understand.
That's a mistake made by a lot of people. They think a CO is, it's not. It's a certificate. You get the CO first, which is building code. Then you get zoning to approve
it.
The rest of it. That's all.
Okay. Thank you for the clarification.
Mr. Workman?
No question.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
And Mr. Calloway with no questions. And hearing none then, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman? the office received two letters in favor of from the Homeowners Association and also a neighbor, Mr. Harlan Talley Jr.
Okay. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 10,996 for the following reasons. The difficulty hasn't been created by the applicant. Mm-hmm. The variance will not alter the central neighborhood. Variance will not substantially permanently impair the appropriate use of development or adjacent property. The variance will not be detrimental to the public welfare. And the request of variance is a minimum that you could afford relief. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And the request of variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation that is called for the 10, what is the 10-foot setback? Right. MR. MR would be 10 foot, right?
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Rickers and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,996. All those in favor? Mr. Mills?
I believe Mrs. Gardner has covered all the standards for granting a variance. I vote aye.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the same reasons.
And again, Mr. Rickers?
Aye, for reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the same reasons that were stated.
And aye, Mr. Calloway, for the reasons that had been previously stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 10,996 is approved at this time.
Thank you very much for your time. Thank you.